So we're holding Bezus Hashem, Klal Yud, Din Yud Gimel. That Chofetz Chaim told us that if a person does an avla or steals or something, however, if the person did the avla to you, then you're not the one who's supposed to be going out for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to get this person to do tshuva or to tell other people to be staying away from such a person. Because you may have a little bit of a negias here, you may be a little bit negia b'davar, and maybe that's why you're doing it, not because you're doing it really l'shem shemayim. And then he says, "V'aval became nirali in Yud Gimel, imu mishaer shayideshi zesh yisapir lanoshim eich shaploini osel avla binyan moment. If you think that by telling other people about the avla that happened to you, ukiyotzu zeh tuchalav alom bizeh toyelas al haba." That there will be an accomplishment that now other people will not give this person money or be careful that they won't allow him to steal. That if he speaks to people that will listen to him, if he'll prove it to them. And possibly you'll be able to get the money back. So then he's allowed to ask people to help him, you know, is to help him that he to be able to get back his money. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim proved, because that's the din of an Eid Echad. An Eid Echad is supposed to go and testify that this person stole in order to help this person get his money back. And sometimes there can be an accomplishment even not when it comes to financial issues. Like we learned that if the person embarrasses somebody, so then the person, the victim, has a right to be made whole, so to say, by that the person should be obligated to ask him mechila to, and we said that there is a teyelis that telling that if somebody will tell other people about it, then when the victim sees that people are standing up for him, that's mechazikin. So therefore, that's a toyelis. But if it's the person himself, then he's not allowed to say it, because his intention is in order to bashmutz the guy who did something not nice to him. So he says, but kugoyin, but let's say there's a case, kugoyin. Im noyde le bebirur, ech shepleini reitze lecharfoy legadfoy aldar pleini pleini. Let's say I know that this guy is out to get me because of something that he is accusing me of something. And im yisab ezel anoshim chashuvim or lekrei v'shulplaini. And if I will now go to his rav or to his family, v'yarech lefnei mesamita se'inyan, and I'll tell them the truth, that the guy's got him, he made a mistake, it's not so. V'yiru ba'atzmam shadin imoy, and it's a case that you can be convincing, that they'll see that you're right. Efsher shimnu mizeh, they may stop him from doing it. Oyafilu dovi shekvar ova shekvachir fosei. And even if it's a case that the guy already bashmutzed him, achshu mishayir shem lo yisaper dov lekrei lanoshim chashuvim deish yunu mizeh yova oidlu harful legadvei. That even if he did it already, but if I now will go to his rav or to his relatives, that'll stop him from going further. B'cholelo afanim ukiyotz mizeh mutal lesaper dov lefnei adam av shei diasiper yizbaz chaver lefnei Hashem. And even if this person now is going to be embarrassed. So to say, I mean, I apologize, but Dr. Chofetz Chaim is telling us, apologize for the name, but the Heilige Zayde of Klal Yisrael, the Sabbath, Kaddisha of Klal Yisrael, is telling us that if the Teyelis is that you want that person to do tshuva, or the toelis is that people should stay away from such a person. If you're the victim, that's not your intention. If you're the victim and you're telling them, you're not doing it to hold up the covenant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that people should stay away. And like we said, the Raya L'Davar is, when it happened to somebody else, you didn't mix in. So why not? What's the difference? The same Rabbeinu Shlom, the same you want people to stay away. So that's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is, he hurt you, he embarrassed you, he stole from you, I'm going to get him. And that's Osir, that's not Teyelis. That's not Teyelis, that's Lashon Hara. But if it's done for Teyelis, then it's Lashon Toiv. So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim tells us, but let's say I'm afraid that this guy is going to bashmutz me more, or he's going to steal from me more, or he's going to do something like that. So then, why am I doing it? So then, the Chafetz Chaim says, I understand. If you know, if you say you're doing it because you're trying to protect yourself, this guy's going around and bashmutzing me. And now I go to his Rav and I tell him, my kavan is not that to be mavayezeh, this person, to be mavayish, to get this guy. That's not my kavanah. I want to save myself. So if a person wants to save himself, that's a real te'elis. And that's a te'elis that you're allowed to do it. And then you can say it. The Chafetz Chaim earlier explains himself, also explains another contradiction in the Chafetz Chaim, which also is noteworthy. The Chafetz Chaim explains, he says, that if let's say I know that this guy stole from somebody, and I know that Beryl stole, and I can now, I could do something about that. So the Chafetz Chaim says, even if Yankel doesn't know that Beryl stole from him, and now if I'm going to go try to get it back, help Yankel, Yankel is going to find out. So basically what's happening here, Beryl did something against Yankel. I'm going to go and mix in over here, and now Yankel is going to find out that Beryl did something against him. So that's Rechilus. For me to snitch and say, if Beryl would say something not nice about Yankel, if I would go and tell Yankel, that's real Rechilus. I'm going telling him. That's terrible. So the Chofetz Chaim says, but let's say Beryl took stole something and you think that you can get it back, or you can accomplish that you'll be able to get the money back. So even though Yankel doesn't even know, and by you helping out Yankel, you're going to be letting Beryl, Yankel is going to find out that Beryl did something against him, that's mutter, that's not an Issur Rechilus, because that's the raya made echad. You know, the echad has to testify, even if the victim doesn't know that something happened to him. And if he testifies, so then the eight echad is basically saying, Beryl stole something from Yankel. So there's not an Issur Rechilus, because if it's being done to help out a victim over here, it's not an Issur Rechilus. So the Chafetz Chaim says, but let's say your intention is, the reason why you want to tell about Beryl is because you want that this way Beryl will do tshuva when he hears that people are ridiculing him, are talking about him, or because you want that people should stay away from Beryl. So then the Chafetz Chaim there, he said, even though you're doing it for a tu'elis, for an accomplishment, it's an Issur Rechilus. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, but if let's say you think the guy is going to go and hit him again, or he said that he's going to get him and he's going to be mevazeh him, then the Chafetz Chaim said, it's not an Issur Rechilus, because this is tu'elis. So what's the chilik in the two? So the Chafetz Chaim said, the answer is, one is a tu'elis mamish. Now the only shaila is, what does mamish mean? So the Chafetz Chaim Bemis explains, and he says that, we'll have to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. You have to come back. No choice.